I'm Lucy. I'm in year 13 at Fallowbroom Academy, and welcome to our sixth form podcast. I'm going to pass you over to Max, who is our first student.
Hi, I'm Max. I'm a student at the Fallowbroom Academy. I'm studying three A levels: geography, business, and economics. So a typical day at sixth form will start off in form with both year 12 and year 13 students in the form. After this, we have a three-period day followed by two study periods. In the study periods, we're expected to get on with homework or revision. With the facilities, we've got great facilities at Fallowbroom. We've got an amazing cafe. We've got really good IT facilities. We've got silent study periods throughout the day, and we've got an amazing performance hall. Alongside our A-levels, we're promoted to get on with all sorts of different activities. This can be explored on our Wednesday in our CEP session. So a CEP session is a curriculum enrichment programme. This goes on alongside our A-levels, which is intended to help us enrich our curriculum. During this programme, we can choose from all sorts of activities, such as different sports clubs, learning sign language, doing an extended project qualification. The list is pretty endless. As a sixth form, we do a lot to support the lower school students. At the start of year 12, you're promoted to join an in-class support session, which means as a student, you go into a lower school class and you help the students out. Alongside that, we've got a student management team, which intends to mix with the lower years, alongside other factors such as peer tuition. Peer tutoring is where a year 12 or year 13 student intends to help out a lower school student with their academic studies. This has proved really valuable with the lower school students. I'm now going to hand you over to Sam and Zita.
Hi, I'm Sam and I'm a student at Fallowbroom Sixth Form. So at Fallowbroom we work on a two-week timetable, and every day there are five periods. You can opt to do three subjects or four subjects at A-level, and there's also the option to do an EPQ, which is an extended project qualification. So if you do three subjects, then you're going to have two free periods a day. So you can choose to take part in an extended project qualification, in which you can research and present about something which you're passionate about. So it just gives you the option to explore other things outside of your three or four core subjects.
Hi, I'm Zita. I'm a student at Fallowbroom. One of the reasons why I chose to come here was because of the vast range of subjects that are on offer. There are 29 different subjects that Fallowbroom offer at sixth form. Two of the ones I particularly got involved in was politics and sociology, because they didn't really do them in sixth forms around where I lived. Other subjects that we do that not many other sixth forms will is things like dance, electronics, a range of modern foreign languages like German, Spanish and French, sociology and psychology and that kind of thing. One of the main reasons I joined was because politics I found really interesting. And I'll now pass you over to David.
Hi, my name's David. I'm a year 13 at Fallowbroom Sixth Form. And earlier this year, I was privileged enough to co-project manage around 20 sixth formers as we tried to raise as much money for Teenage Cancer Trust as possible. The premise was that Fallowbroom Academy was asked to assemble a band of around eight people to perform at the biannual event that Teenage Cancer Trust hosts to raise a load of money for them. This year it happened to be an 80s battle of the band, so about eight of us got together and we performed a Blondie medley with choreography and harmonies throughout. It was truly an astonishing experience. But what was so poignant about this year's event was that it was dedicated to our late friend and absolute legend, Max Ambrose Morrison. So as part of our invitation, we had to raise as much money as possible for Teenage Cancer Trust, which meant doing bucket collections outside Mactown Football Club, bagpacking, raffles, cake sales, dance-a-thons. We even put on a concert, which managed to raise around £1,000 in and of itself. We also did non-dress code day for the sixth form, which the sixth form team were instrumental in helping us do so that we could get that final extra bit of money to cross over the finish line. When we finally got to the event, we won the Stephen Sutton Thumbs Up Award, which showed that we had earned the most money out of all the schools there, and we'd managed to raise a staggering £5,700 within around 6 weeks, which is an astonishing feat and truly representative of the amazing talent within that team that helped us do it. Not only that, but Fallowbroom Sixth Form also raises money for other charities, whether it be Fallowbroom Fights Cancer, Cancer Research UK, or Children in Need. And in fact, we had a non-dress code day recently to raise funds for our annual Senior Citizens Christmas party, in which I hosted as an elf, which was extremely fun, and I enjoyed all of it.
I'd just like to hand over now to Nimra.
Hi, I'm Nimra. We've also had the opportunity to research for ourselves during a tutorial period. So we would have a tutorial period every Tuesday morning, and that would be a time we would do different activities. And on one occasion, we were able to research for ourselves different universities, and we were encouraged to think about not only the course, but also the culture surrounding that university. It was mostly self-guided research, but we were also given recommended websites, such as which university.
My name's Sam, and I'm going to talk about how the sixth form has supported us in applying to university. We've had lots of support right from the start in year 12, all the way through to now in year 13, actually sending off our UCAS application. And this has ranged from assemblies to being taken out to a UCAS fair in Manchester, and then actually having some time off timetable to do our own research about not just what university we might want to go to, but what course we might want to apply to and what we can see ourselves studying for the next 3 or 4 years. The school's also been very good in helping us, again, on off-timetable days, talking about how we can structure our personal statements so we can get the most across to prospective universities.
I'm now going to hand you over to Rosie and Neve.
Hi, I'm Neve.
And I'm Rosie.
And we both decided that maybe we didn't want to go to university and that apprenticeships and employment might be a better option for us.
So the sixth form provided us with the opportunity of going on the Pathways programme, which provided us with help for applications and interview techniques, as well as giving us a hub to find all apprenticeship opportunities.
We also attended the Pledge Launch, which is a company that joins other companies like Network Rail and Bentley to schools and their students. Myself and Rosie presented at this launch, and from that experience, I have now gained work experience with Network Rail. In year 12, you get 2 weeks of work experience in February to really expand your horizons. I found that this week was really useful for me to explore engineering, and that's really where I want to go into. It helped me realize that I want to stay in a work environment and maybe university isn't for me. I'm now going to hand over to Lucy and Ornia.
Hi, it's Lucy again. So we're going to touch upon extracurricular at sixth form. Myself, I'm going to explain the performing arts curriculum. So over the last 2 years in sixth form, I've been involved in concerts, the school dance show, and the end of year school show, which this year was We Will Rock You. There's a lot on offer at Fallowbroom. You can get involved in dance clubs, music clubs, you can even teach clubs if you're able to. I know that David, who you've previously heard from, teaches a boys' dance club who are soon to perform in the school dance show. You can also get involved in in-class support, which is basically where a few of us will go into the younger years classes, whether that be drama, dance or music. This is completely optional, and you can also go into other subjects, and basically provide support with their learning and help them build their confidence. Coming up, you can also get involved in the concert. So we've got the acoustic concert, the songs from films concert, and the songs from the soul. Like David said, we also had a Teenage Cancer Trust concert at Fallowbroom, again in memory of Max, and also to raise money for a fantastic Teenage Cancer Trust concert.
Hi, I'm Ornia, and I'm going to talk about the wide range of sports available to us as sixth form students. Personally, I've been involved in a netball team, and we are currently unbeaten in the Macon District League and are Cheshire Schools champions, meaning we've qualified for the regional round of national schools. Other than netball, there are plenty of other sports on offers for both boys and girls, including mixed hockey, rugby, football and orienteering. Overall, the sports facilities really allow us here in the sixth form to try a wide range of sports for everyone.